Dreamscape presents The Alpine Yeoman by Mary Daheim, narrated by Tanya Eby. One. My head was pounding. Delete that. Bad reporting on my part. It was the pounding over my head that was driving me nuts. Silly me to think I could escape the chaos of my little log cabin by striking out early on a drizzly April morning to the Alpine Advocate.
"Paging editor-publisher Emma Lord,"
intoned my ad manager, Leo Walsh, as he entered my office.
"How come you're here before 8?
The pounding had mercifully stopped long enough so I could hear him. I forgot that one of the Bourgets is finally putting a decent roof over our heads here at work. You may recall I canceled doing it last July because I couldn't afford replacing the leaky tin with slate. Not that I'm sorry, they... I winced as the pounding resumed. "Oh, hell," I exclaimed, getting up. "Did you do the bakery run already?" Leo and I went into the newsroom, where the noise was muffled.
"I had advance notice in this week's upper crust ad featuring a new kind of Italian slipper. Those things sell fast. So I thought I'd get there when the bakery opened. How's the renovation going at your place?"
"Dick Bourget and his sons are fine," I said, being my usual perverse self and taking a French donut instead of an Italian slipper. "It's the pile drivers or whatever it is that make an awful noise. They have to go down into the rocky face of Tonga Ridge to anchor the addition out back. It feels like an earthquake in the house, and it's really loud."